Helen, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, first off, can you give us a little bit of context about this statistic and the survey and how it was conducted?
Yeah, sure. So we really wanted to hear from Australian women themselves rather than looking at reports, etc. We wanted to hear directly from women. So we put out the call to find out, and 10,500, almost 10,500 women right around Australia, from right down the bottom of Tassie to right at the top of Northern Territory, responded, and we had some amazing findings, actually. So one of those that you've just said then, just over 40% of the women had been diagnosed with either anxiety or depression. That was a pretty phenomenal figure.
Yeah, it is a startling statistic. Well, aside from this one, what are some of the main health concerns for Australian women that you found from the survey?
Sure, yeah. We had, there was menopause, without a doubt. That was the biggest concern that women had. And you consider we had women ranging from 18 to 89, so it was a big spread of ages. But menopause was cardiovascular disease and the risk factors associated with it, breast cancer, bowel health or gut health, and painful sex. So it was very interesting, the concerns that these women have.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So you did cover, very broad study base and a whole lot of different ailments, I suppose. Now, back to the mental health, I think, because it's an interesting conversation to be having aside from physical health. Now, what are some of the reasons that more Australian women are suffering from mental health issues like anxiety and depression?
We didn't ask specifically, I wish we had, exactly what the reasons were, although with 10,500 women, they would have been wide-ranging. But interestingly, the 18 to 35-year-olds, so the younger women were more anxious than the older women. And when we looked at the results in comparison to social media, for example, they certainly were using more social media, and that leads to the question whether that's, adding to this sense of anxiety that women. Also, 18 to 35-year-old women are obviously, a lot of them are having babies, and that's going to be a time of anxiety for sure.
Mm. Now, I understand that exercise also did factor into this statistic.
Yeah, unfortunately, we weren't doing as well exercise-wise as we should be. And when you combine that with the anxiety reading, it's quite interesting because even if you are prescribed as being depressed by a GP or a psychiatrist, exercise is number one of the things that can actually help relieve the symptoms of anxiety. So it was surprising that people aren't actually cottoning on to the realise that they need to get out and walk and be physically active as well. Yeah. Mm. They did tell us that they were the two top reasons that they weren't active enough was because they were either time poor or very tired. But the activity actually will help alleviate that. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, I understand that, something to do, which is great if you are finding yourself very tired all the time, is to get a little bit more exercise in. It might
but
be hard at first, but, it really perks you up.
Mm.
Now, considering mental health is such, issues with mental health are so widespread, and 41% is a huge portion of the women surveyed. With this in mind, do you think that a lot of Australians have the tools to manage mental health concerns, or there's still a big lack there?
Oh, I think we're trying really hard. I mean, services like Beyond Blue and stuff are just amazing, but whether or not people are accessing that is another question. What I'm saying is there are some fantastic programs available to use, but maybe because we are time poor or because we're feeling anxious, we don't actually go onto those sites. So it's an interesting dilemma really to have.
So somewhat self-perpetuating, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any tips that from looking at the results of the survey, any tips for Australians who might be looking to decrease symptoms of anxiety should they need it?
Yes, certainly. So the first step is a bit of anxiety is a normal part of human behaviour, but if it becomes such a debilitating thing that it's actually going to affect your quality of life, you do need to go and chat to a GP and find out what's happening. But in practical terms as well, going for a walk with some friends, especially women, tend to be more active if they're with other people. So grabbing a friend and saying, let's go for a walk instead of meeting for a coffee, for example. Getting out in the sunshine and getting a bit of light is really important. And the last thing I was going to say is some of the fantastic apps that are online for mindfulness or being in the moment rather than worrying about what's happened or what's coming up are really fantastic. So Smiling Minds, things like those kind of apps are excellent to use.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people might spurn, you know, some app, you know, mental health apps or things like that. But I think there are some really fantastic mental health and general health apps which are coming out to help us in you know, the modern age. Helen, thanks so much for joining us to have a bit of a chat about some of the results of the survey. Very interesting things to come through.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.